الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد، فنشكر لكم هذا اللقاء وترتيب هذه الكلمة بين يدي العشر الأواخر من العشر الأخير من شهر رمضان، ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا وإياكم للاقتداء بالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وأحوال السلف رحمهم الله تعالى ورضي عنهم. نعم. أنتم تترجمون أو لا تترجمون؟ ما أدري.
معذرة كنت على الميت. The Sheikh starts by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he thanks everyone for attending to this discussion before we enter the last 10 nights of Ramadan to have some time to benefit and to remind ourselves on the acts of worship to do in these last 10 nights, inshallah.
إذا أردنا أن نعرف أحوال السلف في العشر الأواخر من شهر رمضان وإمامهم وقدوتهم هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن لا بد أن ندرك أنهم كانوا من أحرص الناس على أوقاتهم في العشر الأواخر أكثر من غيرها من أيام رمضان.
If you want to know how the Salaf, the pious predecessors, were in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and their leader, and the leader of the pious predecessors is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the first thing to realize is that they were the most keen, the most stingy people with their time, especially in these last 10 nights, more so than they were in the rest of Ramadan.
الأول والأوسط.
His condition in the last 10 nights was a lot different to him in the first 10 nights and the second 10 nights.
وأحواله عليه الصلاة والسلام معلومة كما في الأحاديث في الصحيحين وغيرهما.
And his condition and his acts in the last 10 nights is well known, just as it came in the authentic books of hadith.
ولنطلع على أحوال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يكفينا أن ننظر إلى ثلاثة أمور.
If you want to look at the actions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then it is enough to look at three things.
الأول أنه كان يخص العشر بالاعتكاف.
The first is that he used to specify these 10 nights with i'tikaf, that he used to stay in the mosque.
الثاني أنه كان يخص العشر بالوصال.
The second thing is that he used to specify these 10 nights by fasting non-stop.
الثالث أنه كان يوقظ أهله ويشد مئزره في العشر الأواخر على وجه الخصوص.
And the third thing is that he used to specify these 10 nights by buckling down or tightening his belt and waking his family to pray.
وكان الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم يجتهدون اجتهادا عظيما للاقتداء بالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
The companions, may Allah be pleased with them, they used to work hard in following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حتى إنهم أرادوا الوصال معه وهو صوم اليومين والثلاث معا بلا إفطار حتى لا ينشغلوا بأكل أو شرب أو خلاء.
They even wanted to follow him in fasting non-stop by fasting two or three days without breaking the fast at all, not even at night.
ثم إنه عليه الصلاة والسلام بيّن أن هذه خاصة له فنهاهم عن الوصال.
However, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explained to them that this is something which is specific to him, that he used to fast the day and night without stopping, and it is not for other people to do this.
فلما سمعوا النهي ظنوا أنه للإرفاق بهم فلم يمتثلوا بل واصلوا، فواصل بهم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Once they heard the Prophet order them not to fast non-stop, they thought that this was out of mercy for them. So they continued fasting non-stop the day and the night, and the Prophet fasted like this with them.
ثم أذن لهم بالوصال فقال من كان منكم مواصلا فليواصل إلى السحر فتكون الأكلة واحدة وتكون الأوقات محفوظة.
Then the Prophet ﷺ allowed them to fast like this, the day and the night, continuing fasting. However, he ordered them that whoever is fasting like this, then they should fast until just before the Fajr time, the time of Suhoor. So they eat one time in the day before Fajr, and then they fast continuously for the next day.
وهذا كله حرص منهم رضوان الله تعالى عليهم على محافظة على أوقاتهم في نهار رمضان وفي ليالي رمضان.
This was all from the eagerness and keenness to make the most of these 10 nights and to follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his acts of worship in these virtuous days.
وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يخص العشر أيضا بالقيام، فكان يطيل الصلاة حتى خشي بعض الصحابة فوات السحور منهم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to specify these last 10 nights by praying at night. And he used to pray such a long prayer at night that the Sahaba were scared that they would miss the suhoor or the morning meal before Fajr.
فإن قال قائل فإنا لسنا كالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا كالصحابة فلننظر إلى أحوال السلف بعدهم.
So someone might say, we are not like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We're not like the Sahaba, the companions. We can't reach this high level. So let's look at the Salaf or the pious predecessors who came after them.
مع أن أمرنا بالاقتداء به فيما نقدر وبهم رضوان الله عليهم.
Because we have been ordered to follow them in what we are able to do.
فإذا نظرنا إلى الإمام مالك بن أنس أبي عبد الله إمام دار الهجرة نجده رحمه الله يفر من الحديث ومن العلم ومن مجالس العلم ويقبل على مصحفه لا سيما في العشر الأواخر.
If we look, for example, at Imam Malik, who was the Imam of Medina, we see that in the last 10 days, he would leave the gatherings of knowledge and the circles of knowledge, and he would specify all of his time, spend all of his time with his Mus'haf, completely devoting his time to reading the Quran.
ونحن جميعا ندرك فضل العلم وفضل تعلمه، لكن مع هذا إذا انشغل مثل الإمام مالك بالمصحف فهذا دليل على أهمية الإقبال على القرآن.
And we all know the importance and the virtue of knowledge and seeking knowledge, but if we see one of the great scholars, an Imam like Imam Malik, leaving knowledge in these 10 days and spending his time just with the Quran, then this is a lesson for us to follow him in that.
ومن هنا ندرك عناية أو سبب عناية الإمام سفيان الثوري رحمه الله، فإنه كان إذا دخل رمضان ترك جميع العبادات وأقبل على قراءة القرآن مثل صلة الرحم، زيارة المريض، اتباع الجنائز ونحو ذلك من الأمور التي يمكن فعلها في غير رمضان.
We also look at some of the scholars like Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, who in these last 10 nights he used to leave all of the types of worship, every good type of worship there was, such as maintaining family ties and visiting the ill. He used to leave all of this and spend his time just with the Quran. Even though these are all good acts of worship, but they were able to do them in any time of the year. But they would specify these 10 nights just for the Quran.
وإن كان لا بد للإنسان أن يدرس فليدرس القرآن فقط تعليما ومراجعة وحفظا.
However, if it is a must for someone to teach knowledge and be engaged with knowledge, then he should specify what he's teaching to the Quran, teaching the Quran, making people memorize the Quran, teaching them how to read it, etc.
قد جاء عن زبيد اليامي رحمه الله أنه إذا حضر رمضان أحضر المصحف وجمع إليه أصحابه.
And it's mentioned from some of the other noble scholars of the Salaf that when Ramadan came, especially the last 10 nights, that he would bring a mushaf, a Quran, and he would make his companions all sit around it and recite it.
وقال الإمام أبو عوانة شهدت قتادة يدرس القرآن في رمضان.
And Imam Ibn Awana says, I saw Qatada teaching the Quran in Ramadan.
والأفضل لمن كان معلما أن يكون له عناية بالقرآن في نفسه وأن يكون له عناية في تعليم الناس القرآن.
The best thing for someone who is a teacher is to be concerned with the Quran themselves and to be concerned with the Quran with their students, that they teach the Quran to their students as well.
ولا ننسى أن شهر رمضان هو شهر القرآن.
And we cannot forget that the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran.
ولهذا كان الإمام البخاري رحمه الله يختم في رمضان في النهار كل يوم ختمة وفي الليل كل ليلة ختمة. لا إله.
That is why Imam al-Bukhari in Ramadan, he used to read the Quran completely from beginning to end once in the daytime, and he would read the whole Quran from beginning to end another time at night, every single day in Ramadan.
وجاء عنه أنه كان يقوم بعد التراويح يصلي فيختم عشرة أجزاء وهو قائم فيختم في ثلاث ليالي في القيام أيضا.
It is also narrated that he used to stand after Tarawih, he would stand in prayer at night, and he would recite 10 portions or 10 juz of the Quran while he is standing. He would do this every day, so he would finish it in every 3 days.
كان سعيد بن جبير رحمه الله يختم القرآن في كل ليلتين وهو قائم يصلي.
And Sa'id ibn Jubayr used to complete the Quran completely every 2 days whilst he used to recite it whilst he's praying at night.
وجاء عن الوليد بن عبد الملك أنه كان يختم في كل ثلاث وختم في رمضان 17 ختمة.
It's also mentioned that other of the pious scholars of the Salaf that they used to finish the Quran every 3 days, and some of them used to read the Quran completely 17 times in Ramadan.
وقتادة مع أنه كان يدرس كان يختم في كل سبع ليالي ختمة خاصة به فإذا جاء العشر الأواخر ختم كل ليلة.
And Qatada, even though he was busy teaching, he used to complete the Quran every 7 days. And then when the last 10 days came, he used to finish the Quran every single day.
وجاء عن الربيع بن سليمان المرادي أن الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله كان يختم في العشر الأواخر في كل ليلة يختمه مرتين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا.
And it's also been narrated and reported to us that Imam al-Shafi'i used to finish the Quran every night twice.
وكان الإمام وكيع بن الجراح الرؤاسي يقرأ في رمضان في الليل ختمة وثلثا.
And Imam Waqi' used to recite the Quran a whole time every night and also a third of the next reading. So he would recite the Quran 1.3 times every night.
وجاء عن القاسم ابن الإمام ابن عساكر رحمه الله صاحب التاريخ أنه كان مواظبا على صلاة الجماعة وتلاوة القرآن وإذا جاء رمضان كان يختم في كل يوم ختمة وإذا جاء في العشر الأواخر يختم حتى إن أحدا لا يعرف كم يختم.
And it has been reported from Al-Qasim, who is the son of Imam Al-Asakir, the great historian, that he was someone who would continuously pray at night, and he used to finish the Quran every night in Ramadan. And then when the last 10 nights came, he used to read the Quran so much that people couldn't work out how many times he completed the Quran in the last 10 nights.
عرفنا بعض أحوال السلف في العشر مع القرآن، فهذا يعني أنهم عرفوا قدر العشر وعرفوا قدر اللحظات، ما أقول الساعات، من لحظات العشر الأواخر من رمضان.
Once we have heard all of these narrations and reports from the pious predecessors, we realize that they weren't just keen on the hours in the last 10 nights. They were keen on every single moment, every single minute, and making the most of it in these last 10 days.
فهموا معنى قول النبي عليه الصلاة فهموا معنى قول ابن عباس عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون بالخير في رمضان إذا لقيه جبريل يدرسه القرآن. فمن أعظم الجود أن تجود بوقتك على نفسك في الختمات.
They truly understood the meaning of what Ibn Abbas said, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of people and the most keen on good, and the best that he would be in Ramadan, when Jibreel would come to him and he would study the Quran with him. And from the best forms of good that one can do is to read the Quran.
قال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله أحب للرجل الزيادة بالجود في شهر رمضان ابتداء برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Imam al-Shafi'i says, I love for a person to increase in their goodness in Ramadan to follow the footsteps of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وكان ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما لا يفطر إلا مع المساكين وذوي الحاجات.
Imam Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه he would only have his iftar and break his fast with the poor people.
وقال الإمام ابن شهاب الزهري رحمه الله إنما هو تلاوة القرآن وإطعام الطعام.
And Imam Ibn Shihab says that Ramadan is just a time for reciting the Quran and feeding food to the poor and to the people.
فهم هذا من عموم قوله تعالى فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له.
They understood this from the what Allah said, فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له. Whoever does extra good, then it is good for him.
وجاء عن الإمام حماد بن أبي سليمان شيخ الإمام أبي حنيفة رحمه الله أنه كان يفطر يوميا 500 إنسان.
And it has been reported from Imam Sulaiman, who was the teacher of Imam Abu Hanifa, that he used to feed every single day 500 people.
الله أكبر. هؤلاء كانوا أجود الناس في أوقاتهم في الخير وأجود الناس في أموالهم في الخير.
These people, they were the best of people and the most generous of people, most generous with their time and the most best and the most generous with their money and their wealth.
إذا كان هذا حالهم ومعنى ذلك أنهم من أكثر الناس ملازمة للمسجد.
If this is how they were, then that means that they were from the most people who would stick to staying in the mosque.
وإذا كانوا في المسجد ومع القرآن فمعنى هذا أنهم من أعف الناس لسانا.
And if they were spending all of their time with the Quran and in the mosque, that means that they were from the people who are most controlling of their tongues.
ومن أغض الناس بصرا.
and they were the most people who used to lower their gaze.
ومن أحفظ الناس سمعاً.
And they used to preserve their hearing more than anyone else.
وينتج عن حفظ هذه الثلاثة حفظ القلب وزيادة الإيمان وسلامة البصيرة.
And what is resulted from all this is preserving the heart and having purity of the heart and increasing yourself in insight.
إذا كان هذا حالهم فكيف يكونون يفكرون في الطعام أو في نوع الطعام أو في الشراب أو في نوع الشراب؟ والله ما كان هذا تفكيرهم البتة.
If this is how they were, then how would they have time to think about the type of food they're going to eat or the type of drinks they're going to have, what they're going to break the fast with? Sheikh says, wallahi, by Allah, this wasn't what they were kept them busy. This wasn't what was what they considered to be important.
لهذا يقول علي رضي الله عنه من كان همه ما يدخل إلى جوفه كانت قيمته ما يخرج منه صلى الله عليه وسلم والعافية.
That's why Ali radiallahu anhu says, whoever's biggest concern is what they put in their mouth, then his value is the value of what comes out of his other end.
كان الإمام يحيى بن أبي كثير اليمامي قد بلغ 120 سنة ويصلي بالناس ويخدم لهم القرآن.
And Imam Yahya al-Yamani, he reached 100 years old. But he used to still lead the people in prayer and he used to complete the Quran while he was leading them. And he died while he was reading the Quran for the people.
كان الأحنف بن قيس رحمه الله ورضي عنه قد كبر سنه يصوم ويتعب فيقولون له إنك شيخ كبير وإن الصيام يضعفك فيقول إني أعده سفر طويل والصبر على طاعة الله أهون من الصبر على عذابه.
الأحنف بن قيس he said he reached a very old age and he used to continue fasting and this would tire him out a lot and he would find it very difficult. So the people told him, the people asked him, why do you continue fasting when you've reached this old age? He said, I'm on a long journey and it is easier for me to be patient on obeying Allah and worshipping Allah than to be patient on the punishment of Allah.
كلنا نعلم أن ليلة القدر هي في العشر الأواخر فكيف ينام طالب؟
All of us know that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights. So how is anyone able to sleep in these nights?
ومن أراد إدراك ليلة القدر فلا ينام العشر الأواخر.
Whoever wants to guarantee that they have reached the Laylatul Qadr, the night of degree, then do not sleep in these last 10 nights.
قال سفيان الثوري رحمه الله إذا أردت أن يصح جسمك ويقل نومك فأقلل من الأكل.
And سفيان الثوري says, if you want to have less sleep and to have a healthy body, then reduce the amount that you eat.
قد اعتكفت مرة في المسجد النبوي وبجواري رجل أحسبه من الصالحين وكان دكتورا في علم الجيولوجيا عجزت أن أعرف متى ينام.
The Sheikh says he once made i'tikaf that he stayed the last 10 nights in the Prophet's mosque in Medina. And he said that there was someone next to him who was a doctor or a professor of geology. And the Sheikh says, I was next to him this whole time, and I wasn't able to find out what time he sleeps.
حتى إني رفقت به فقلت له مرة ألا تنام شيئا فكان يقول إني قد أضعت من عمري 16 عاما في أمريكا أطلب العلم الدنيوي فدعني.
So the Sheikh says he felt sorry for this man. So he said to him, why don't you sleep a little bit, take some rest? So the man said, I wasted 16 years of my life in America studying or seeking knowledge of the dunya, or the worldly knowledge. So please leave me alone and let me make up for what I wasted.
لم أره نائما خلال الليالي العشر إلا قرابة الساعة بين المغرب وأذان العشاء أو يكون ساجدا.
The Sheikh says, I did not see this man sleep except for around an hour between Maghrib the Adhan of Isha, or I used to see him sleeping whilst he was prostrating, making sujood.
مر الحسن البصري رحمه الله بقوم وهم يضحكون في رمضان فقال في ليالي رمضان فقال لهم إن الله عز وجل جعل شهر رمضان مضمارا لخلقه وأنتم تضحكون.
مضمار شيخنا؟
معنى المضمار يعني مكان سباق الخيل.
نعم.
يعني تسابق الخيل ولا تقف تضحكون.
السلام عليكم. Sheikh says Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, he passed in the nights of Ramadan, he passed by some people who were laughing and joking between themselves. So he said to them, Allah the Exalted has made Ramadan an arena, somewhere where we can compete to do good. So why are you wasting your time with laughing and joking?
نختم حديثنا بحرص أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها على القيام في الليالي العشر وعلى إدراك ليلة القدر فقالت أرأيت يا رسول الله إن أدركت ليلة القدر فما أقول؟ قال قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني.
We will conclude the talk by mentioning the eagerness of the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, on praying at night and worshipping Allah in these last 10 nights, and achieving and guaranteeing that she achieved or hit Laylatul Qadr. She said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Allah gives me success to be alive and to be praying on the night of decree on the Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, say, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Say, O Allah, you are al-afu, the most pardoning, most forgiving, and you love to pardon and forgive, so pardon and forgive me.
وجاء في صحيح البخاري حديث ابن عباس أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان إذا تهجد من الليل يعني قام قيام الليل يعني قال فذكر دعاءه اللهم ربنا لك الحمد أنت قي السماوات والأرض إلى آخر.
And it has mentioned, it has been reported in Sahih al-Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to pray at night, when he prays tahajjud, he used to make the dua which has been reported, اللهم أنت قي السماوات والأرض, to the end of that.
أكتفي بهذا القدر وأسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياكم لنشغل ليالينا تلاوة القرآن والذكر والدعاء وأن يجنبنا وإياكم الغفلة وأن يرزقنا وإياكم التوفيق والسداد والهدى والرشاد وصلي اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
We will conclude our talk with this, and the Sheikh says, or the Sheikh makes dua that Allah gives us the success to spend the last 10 nights in His obedience and worship, and to make most of this time.
إذا عندكم أسئلة نفتح المجال خمس دقائق.
Now we have 5 minutes for questions, inshallah. If the admin can open the chat, so anyone can send questions. And if anyone has questions on YouTube, please send them on the chat there. And we have the Sheikh will answer, inshallah. السلام عليكم سائل يقول كم نعطي من الوقت للاستغفار وكم نعطي للقرآن؟
جل الوقت يكون للقرآن والاستغفار يكون عندما تتعب من القراءة لا سيما في آخر الليل. نعم.
The question says, how much time should we give to istighfar, seeking forgiveness, and how much time should we give to the Quran? The Sheikh says, the majority of the time should be spent with the Quran. However, if you become tired from that, then you spend some time seeking forgiveness and making istighfar for Allah. السلام عليكم. يقول هناك بعض الجمعيات الخيرية عندهم برنامج تتصدق مبلغا معينا يأخذون من حسابك كل ليلة في العشر الأواخر، فهل هذا يجوز وهل تنصحون به؟
ما جاء عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مطلقا فينبغي إطلاقه وتقييده من خصائصه عليه الصلاة والسلام، ولذلك أحذر الدعاة الذين يخصصون من عند أنفسهم يرون العمومات بفضل الصدقة ثم يأمرون الناس بالتصدق في كل ليلة، يرون العمومات بفضل الدعاء ثم يأمرون الناس بهذا الدعاء في كل سجدة، هذا من البدع.
The question is, there are some charities where they have a program that you donate a specific amount of money every night, so they take it from your account. Is this permissible? The Sheikh says, what has been narrated from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, generally, then we keep it as it is, and we don't introduce new things. So what people spread, that they have special du'as, and they tell people to do this in the last 10 nights and stuff like this, introducing new things, this is all innovation and bid'ah in the deen. السلام عليكم. يقول المسجد في حي مسجد لأهل التبليغ، فهل أعتكف فيه؟
إذا لم تجد غيره وأنت في بلاد الغرب أنا احتكف فيه واعتزل بدعه، المسجد بيت الله.
The question says that the local masjid is a tablighi masjid, so should they make i'tikaf there? The Sheikh says if this is a house of Allah, so if this is where you can make i'tikaf, then do so. And you stay by yourself, or you stay away from anything which they are doing against the Sunnah. صلى الله عليكم. يقول هل يمكن أن يقع ليلة القدر في الليالي الشافعية؟
نعم، الصحيح من أقوال أهل العلم أن ليلة القدر يمكن أن تقع في الليالي الشفعية بناء على حديث أبي سعيد الخدري، التمسوها في ثالثة تبقى في رابعة تبقى الحديث.
The question says, is it possible for Laylat al-Qadr to be on an even night? The Sheikh says it is possible because the hadith mentioned say that it could be from 5 days remaining or from 3 days remaining. So depending on how long Ramadan is, it could be either on an even night or an odd night. السلام عليكم. يقول ما هي العبادات المشروعة في الليالي العشرة وهل تشرع الصدقة؟
تشرع الصدقة من حيث الإطلاق، أما كون الإنسان يخصص كل ليلة بصدقة فهذا يحتاج إلى نص، ويشرع الدعاء من حيث الإطلاق، وأيضا يشرع الدعاء في الأماكن المخصصة التي جاء في الشرع، أما كون الإنسان يعني يخصص من عند نفسه، فليس الأمر كذلك.
The question says, what is the act of worship to do in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? And another question mentioned, should we do sadaqah? Was it prescribed? The Sheikh says, sadaqah, or charity, generally speaking, is prescribed in any time in Ramadan as well. However, the specific acts of worship to do in Ramadan in the last 10 nights are reading the Quran and praying at night and making dua.
الليالي العشر ينبغي للإنسان أن يقبل فيه على المسجد أولا، والمكث فيه أكثر الأوقات إن لم يكن معتكفا، وثانيا أن يكون في المسجد تاليا أو قائما أو داعيا أو ذاكرا. نعم.
And the Sheikh mentions that it is prescribed in the last 10 nights to do i'tikaf, so that in the last 10 nights that you are only spending your time making dua or reading the Quran or praying to Allah.
As-salamu
alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. يقول السائل هل اعتكف ام اعمل اكتسب واطبخ لاختي؟ وإذا لم أفعل يشق الأمر عليها.
إذا كان الإنسان ليس بإمكانه أن يعتكف لكونه يبر أباه يقوم عليه أو أمه أو أخته، حينئذ نأمره بالقيام بأعمال من يحتاج إليه ثم يجلس أكثر الوقت في المسجد.
The questioner says, should I make i'tikaf or work and cook for my siblings? The Sheikh says, if it would introduce difficulty on your siblings, that if you don't work or cook for them, then you do what the necessity is to meet their needs, and then you spend the rest of your time in the masjid. And this is our final question, inshallah. We thank everyone for attending. We thank the Sheikh for delivering this talk, and we hope, inshallah, to have similar talks or lectures or durus with the Sheikh in the future. And we hope to see you all again soon.
Subhanakallah wa bihamdik, shadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.